We're the only ones online right now, too, so.
So we're going to start the Pawnee Resources and
Okay, I think we're recording.
Okay, we're going to start the San Antonio Water Company Planning Resources and Operations Committee. It's August 27th, 2024, and it is 3:31 p.m. We'll call the meeting to order. Do we have any recognitions and presentations?
Staff has none.
Go to item 2, additions and deletions to the agenda.
Staff has none.
Okay. We don't have any public, so we don't have any public comment.
And we don't have anyone online either, so.
Okay. So we move on to 4, approval of committee meeting minutes.
I'll move.
Okay. I'll second that. So, which is unusual. Great. So we have a first and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No opposition. The motion passes unanimously. Move on to item 5.
We don't have any. Well, that's weird. We don't have any issues, but we have updates. So item 5 is not there, but item 6 is the updates.
Okay, well, then we'll move on to item 6, planning and operational updates.
No, yeah, Tiffany, we can merge those two, I think, in the future.
Okay.
We need to have two different
updates on issues.
The only updates I have to report on are the Well 31 pipeline over at the golf course. We are nearing bidding phase for that. The plans and specs are completed, and we're waiting for 100% for us to give thumbs up before they actually release them to bid. So that's a good thing. The Forbay outfall, we are working on updating those plans and specs. We're down to one minor technical mechanical issue, which is how to break 300 PSI of head without causing a lot of vibration and noise, which is why we are in the first place. He's still working on that one, and I think we're going to get to it. So I'm going to cancel the phone. And the office building on 20th campus, the CEQA people are working frantically at their typing keyboards right now, trying to get the CEQA documents done. They should be completed by the end of the year. We're going to hit up the city of Upland with zone changes and planning commission. That'll be moving forward and going public. Happy about that. And then we are, from an operational standpoint, we are hiring CP Construction to go into the intake at the canyon to clean out rock debris. It's getting a little silted up in there, so we're going to have them mop that out for us. That's about it.
Is that right by the Edison
Yes.
hydroelectric facility right after
exactly.
that?
Exactly. Right
okay.
There. And that's it. And I guess that one, actually, if you don't mind me taking control of the basin issues and updates, that would be under the San Antonio Canyon watershed. We do have a watershed cleanup day coming.
October 12th.
October 12th. That information and flyers will be forthcoming to the board when we're ready to release those. We've been working with the agencies in the canyon to get that one done. Chino Basin, I do not have much to report on that. We're trying to get these lawsuits behind us, and we are expecting a decision by the judge regarding the Ontario Monte Vista versus everybody else in the world lawsuit regarding who pays legal fees. So the AP pool majority has said, you owe us the legal fees, Ontario Monte Vista, that we spent defending this case. Ontario Monte Vista have responded, no, it's a pay your own way situation. You joined the case willingly of your own free will. You should pay your own legal fees. And the judge is going to decide, basically. So that's how that sits. No update on 6 basins. And no update on Cucamonga Basin. So other than that, we're good.
So no closed session?
No closed session.
Do we have any committee comments and future agenda items?
I have none.
Okay, I guess we can adjourn the meeting at, holy crap, at 3:35.
Sorry, I went long. All right, 3:35, recording.